they can't get there when it floods. I can't see traffic count knocking that out. You know what I mean? That's just my sentiments, and not because that's in my area. If it was in somebody else's area, I would feel the same way.
Being that I was there yesterday fishing, you know, this is pitiful.
Yeah.
Again, it's, I mean, it's even worse.
Yeah.
If the roads.
Do you realize that that is the only potential avenue of getting a full show in the river?
Yeah. No, there's one more.
Where?
The Mission Road there by me. It's a new one. County made, he's grinning back there. The county come in and they widened Mission Road, they widened Yandell Cove Road, and they did Deer Lane, but it's not as good as Yandell Cove and Mission. But I guarantee you now, when they had that road closed, we had 30-some boats down, trailers down there because they had the club out of Springfield come down for a tournament, could not get the KDOC to come down. One of them happened to know about it was on the internet. It's on the internet now, they tell me, and they knew about it, and they came down there, and they just did hard. I went down there to help them all because they were having a heck of a time finding parking space. But yeah, it's just gravel. It's not like KDOC. It's not paved, and so it's gravel. It's base rock in the middle. And
and I think we're looking at three more to improve. I think that's just worse.
That's the problem with KDOC. When it's really flooded, there's no place to turn around or to park.
Yeah.
You're limited on the space.
Yeah, but at least you've got access to the dock. If we do this improvement, mm-hmm. bringing that
yes.
14 feet fill, at least we've got access to the dock.
Exactly.
And that land can still do good. Right. Still in business.
Right. And the if they have a resort up there that they're redoing, they can do business.
The other thing is, what on these traffic counts, when some of these things get bad, but I am assuming we still have some residents that can't get in or out on some of these roads, and that's got to score pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is emergency vehicles.
Yep.
I mean, there's whether it's a resort or Scott and the KDOT and all that, you've got, you know, high risk for emergencies, and if we
and I talked to the fire chief, and he said that, you know, the gate locks are no good because he said that when his people get there, first ones that get there, they don't have the key.
Mm-hmm.
They got to wait on the guy that has the key. Mm-hmm. He said, no good. Well, you want a motion to adjourn?
Are we through? I do have some information available. That map at the center of the room there, that's the accident locations in Taney County. Minor injuries, disabling injuries, and fatalities. So if you're interested, I can have one made for you, or maybe just by next meeting I'll have one made for each district in and of itself. And then you can look at the accident history in your particular district to possibly help the decision-making process.
We got a map.
I believe that's been out.
Somebody mailed us a map.
Okay. This one was just made last week. I don't know if it's updated information.
Might be updated over what we had. But I got a map that shows, you know, all the accidents.
It may show all the accidents. This one, what I was looking for was fatalities
yeah.
Disabling, okay. and minor injuries.
Well,
Where can we get one?
It's a little more detailed than the last one,
yeah.
is I guess
well,
what I'm saying.
Where could we get one, Frank?
I'll have one made.
Okay.
I'll have seven of them.
Made. Good.
Thank you.
I'll make a motion with you.
Motion made. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, I've already made the motion.
Okay.
Motion made and second. Any objections to doing that? We're dismissed. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Good to meet
you. Thanks for the update.
We got more last comments?
Yeah, I did.